Caroline, that's
Shimon. Yeah, Shimon. Yeah, Shimon. Shimon. Okay, Shimon.
Personalities. That's it. Right. What face?
Okay, as Shimon, we have changes in presentations. And I think Shimon did two presentations, and I think this might be the second one he did, and I didn't have as much time to review this one as the first one. But anyway, so the previous setup with slideshows in online was that instead it generated a big SVG, you downloaded the SVG, and then the SVG itself is the presentation. So the bigger your presentation is, the bigger the download is, so the longer it takes you to see the presentation. Unlike maybe the desktop mode where it goes straight to the slide you're looking at and generates that, the old case for online was you get a big multi-page SVG. And the SVG then apparently wasn't embedding fonts, so it's whatever fonts are available on the system that opens up the SVG. On your browser side, the browser is opening up the SVG, whatever fonts you have installed locally are what were available. So that was where they were coming from, and to improve that then they wanted to get something similar to the desktop scenario where you get one slide at a time. That slide starts off being displayed immediately. If you make changes, you only get the modified parts need to be regenerated. You don't need to read a 50-slide SVG to get away from that. That you don't have that problem with the font. And the solution behind it is that they can be pretty much guaranteed that WebGL is available in all browsers and is sufficiently fast and all of that. So WebGL it is. So then this then gives you the 3D transitions are available on the online version of presentations as well. So that's demonstration of the WebGL doing 3D translations as a video inside another presentation. So just doing that again for smoothness purposes of the WebGL version. Now, what matters here is not the content of the video. I think what matters here is the fact that the video itself can be hosted inside this new WebGL-based presentation. So animations and videos are in the new WebGL mode. Apparently, there was trouble, especially in the past, with positioning of videos in the SVG one of being overlaid in the wrong place. And this is an example or demonstration that those issues of the older SVG version and playing videos and the positioning of them are all fixed in this new version. Kind of a rough idea how it fixed is that the slide had now been split up into the various layers and various identifiable parts, and they can all be cached on the browser side. So if the title zone hasn't changed, then that does not need to be retransmitted back down. But if one of the smaller areas of text has been changed, then just that needs to be sent down to the browser side to be played back. The code to run the actual slide is, of course, built into Collabora Online itself, the browser side itself. So that code is already in your browser when you need to do the presentation. Previously, there was an additional JavaScript thing that was downloaded along with the SVG in order to interact with the SVG to get the slides. So there is inherently less delay anyway because you're not downloading an extra component. You have that already. And then the actual sequence of things to do with the basically cached elements are sent down from the server as a queue of events. And that queue then you can go back and restart the queue from an earlier period if you need to as well. So that's your WebGL replacement for the previous slideshow using SVGs. An additional component then is that the online has now developed and has now grown the same type of presenter console you might be familiar with in the offline desktop experience. So you have an additional window with the presenter, very similar design and layout to the desktop one. Gives you your time, your notes, a preview of what's coming up next, and then a timer and a countdown of how much left to. And that, I believe, is the end of the changes to presenter work in the latest version. Thank you very much.